trying to get this.
I'm going to record this. This is important history
okay.
here.
Oh, but you're making history. You just told me to shut up. So what are you recording? You're making
what we're doing here.
I'm trying to figure out how to cut the paper.
Trying to have to go. What are we doing here, Judy?
We are making chocolate chip cookies in honor of Mother.
In her kitchen.
In her kitchen. I'm actually making cookies in her kitchen, which she never let me do when I came here.
Yeah.
She always had to do the cookies.
Yeah, so what did you do while she was making cookies?
I just stood and watched, and maybe if she let me help her, I would.
I went the beater.
You may be the beater.
So what is your...
Let me get the record. What's your favorite memory of Mom and her cookies? Because it's quite legendary.
Yes. My favorite memory as a little girl, and Harriet and I would stand there and watch her making the cookies. And every time she turned her back, we would stick our fingers in the dough like this and try to stick our fingers in the dough and get a chocolate chip. And we had to do it quick because she would turn around and yell at us. But I think...
So she made cookies when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
When we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
I barely remember that.
I think that she knew we were taking the dough. She just let us do it.
Did she teach you how to make the cookies?
Not really. I think I just watched her, and really, if you use the recipe on the back of the Nestle's Toll House cookies,
this
is the only one.
That one?
Which if you use like store brand chocolate chips, not the same. Okay. It has to be Nestle's.
I've tried the Ghirardelli before. I like that.
Ghirardelli works. Ghirardelli works. But if you try store brand, doesn't work.
So why do you think people like her cookies so much?
Well,
they weren't like super exceptional cookies, were they?
No, I think it was
baked
more
with love.
I think it was more the love in the cookies. And the fact that she got such pleasure from giving them to people.
Yeah.
That she got more pleasure from giving them. You know, she never ate a cookie she made, ever.
Ever?
Nope.
She never licked the spoon?
She never licked the spoon. She never...
How do we know? We weren't here in the kitchen
true.
All the time.
Well, I did.
I mean, we didn't know that she ate TV dinners. Neither did Bailey.
I look the oven's working. How
about that?
I can't believe we have all the other directions.
Thanks, you Mom. No, she would. When I would come to visit her, and I would say, you know, I'll help you make the cookies.
Right.
Oh, no.
So tell me what you're doing here. You got to document the process. I actually did a video once of her making the cookies when she was in Scottsdale. But.
Oh, okay. Well, first you have to, right? The sugar's already in.
Oh, you have sugar?
You may measure, wait a minute. Since we only have one measuring cup here, since we got rid of everything else.
Oh, I think I have some in my truck.
I have one
I was taking home.
I have camping gear.
Actually,
you need 2 eggs?
Yeah, but you don't need those yet. Actually, do the flour mixture first, 2 1/4 cups of flour and the baking soda, and you set that aside. The butter we've been softening, and that gets mixed in with the sugar first, and then the brown sugar, so you want to commence mixing.
What do you want me to do?
Mix the...
I'm just documenting.
Mix the butter cream and creaming.
I'm gonna work when we have to make the cookie part.
Ah! Are you going to stop?
I can't either. You know that.
I know. So you mix the... We're doing it the way I do it, Mom. Mom puts crushed peanuts in hers. I don't do the crushed peanuts.
None at all?
Nope.
You know, I don't even recipe, Judy.
I know. I didn't get the crushed peanuts. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mom. She'll forgive me.
Do you want me to add the egg?
Not yet. Egg does not go in until the sugars are... You have to do it in the correct order.
So you have this like completely memorized.
Yes.
How often do you make cookies?
I make cookies a lot, and actually my daughter Katie has now taken over the cookie making. Uh-huh. She'll feel like making cookies, and she doesn't even ask me. She just, here, Harriet, you can do that. Now you're going to put in the brown sugar.
You know the sound of the kitchen.
Down to the mixing.
So how's our kitchen to work in?
It's pretty bare.
It's pretty bare because we cleaned it out.
Yeah.
Good counter space.
Yeah.
So a good cookie-making kitchen because you've got a lot of space.
How many years do we have to put up Harriet with her calling us and saying,
do you think I should redo my kitchen?
I had that conversation so many times.
And then when she finally did, she was the happiest person around.
But then she stopped cooking.
Well, that left it in perfect condition, I guess.
Just need a little more cream. Sorry.
That's okay.
Now, you need to open the vanilla.
Okay. So how often do you make cookies, Harry?
I have a cookie maker.
You have a cookie maker?
Yes.
He's in the other room?
His name is Skip.
Where do you get a Skip?
I don't know. They're pretty hard to find.
Okay, then you put in...
why don't we make some cookies?
Yeah.
You cream the butter and the two sugars. Then you put in the teaspoon of vanilla. Mix that up. Super stirrer there.
So I put out the word to my friends on the internet that Sunday was another day for cookie love. So I want to talk about it Sunday when I get a chance to talk. So.
Good, absolutely.
So we're going to make batches of cookies to take to the service, right?
Yes, we're gonna make cookies like Mom did. Who she would make cookies every Sunday, and she would put about 12 to 14 in little baggies, and they'd line up on her dining room table. Two eggs. They line up on her dining room table, and that was for that week. Every time she went somewhere, she'd grab a bag of cookies, and if you were going out with her, she'd be like, wait a minute, I've got to get some more cookies.
So how many?
I've got to go to the doctor's, I've got to get the bank, the girls at the bank need the cookies, and so she would do that every week.
So what's your favorite story that she told about her cookie experience that you remember?
She told me, this was just recently when I was here in July, that she was in a store somewhere and she saw somebody, I guess it was a worker, who was really, looked really grumpy. And she said,
yeah,
with an ad flower, slowly. He looked really grumpy. And she said to him, you look like you're having a bad day. And she said, he kind of looked at her like she was nuts. And she said, I'll bet I can make you smile. And he said, kind of grumpily, well, I don't know about that. And she said, do you like cookies? He said, I love cookies. He says, well, here are some homemade cookies. And he said, homemade? Really? Homemade? And she said, absolutely. And she gave him one and she said, try it. And he tried it and he got a giant smile on his face. So when she felt like if she could brighten up someone's day and make them happy, that it was worth it. Because that's what really gave her pleasure. She wanted to make people happy. And it made her happier to make the cookies than to actually eat the cookies.
And we just found out today
the
story that she would invite the two little girls from down the street over. We didn't even know that.
We didn't even know that she actually invited neighbors. I mean, two little girls. I didn't even know that. All the times, and I talked to her a couple times a week. She never said anything about...
So she kept secrets.
Yeah. If she were here, I'd say, yeah, Mom, you wouldn't let me help you make cookies when I came to visit, but you let two strange little girls in your kitchen.
Oh, that's sweet, though.
I know.
She knew you had to make... That was her whole thing of, like, wanting to, like, be the best host and not have you do work.
Yes. And she was. When she came to my house, I would do everything for her, and she... At first, she didn't like it. She would say, I don't like you waiting on me. But she let me after a while.
It was never a problem in my house.
So the first time she came to visit me in Arizona, we made cookies, and we didn't get the altitude adjustment right.
Oh.
And they came out, they never rose. They were like really flat.
So they were pancakes instead of cookies.
Yeah, but when last year she made them. Last year she made them, and they came out good.
All right, put too much flour in. They overbeat the flour.
So how many cookies will you get out of this?
Depends on what size you make.
Three.
Yeah, if you make them smaller, okay. You get more cookies out.
Mine's getting tired.
I could do some work. I'm just standing there.
Yeah. If you make them small, you can get more cookies, but...
So, do you remember a favorite cookie story, Harriet?
I like the one when she was in the airport. She would always carry cookies, and she gave them to Trisha Yearwood's crew
right.
In the airport. And started a whole friendship that got her free tickets.
Yeah. Didn't she?
She didn't do that with the beater. She did that with the spoon.
Didn't she bring cookies when she went backstage to meet Trisha Yearwood?
Yes, she did.
And she would always give, when she went to the airport, she would get a wheelchair. So she would always give the guy who pushed her in the wheelchair cookies.
Yeah.
And one time when she and I were flying together, the guys who were sitting there at the baggage, checking in baggage, there was a group of them sitting there, and she said, "You all look like you need something to smile about." And she handed them some cookies. And darn if they didn't all smile.
Yeah.
You would have thought you gave them gold.
Yeah, her mechanic.
Everyone got
cookies. I wonder if she could make those people, those grumpy workers in the Giant in Annapolis smile.
Well, they're tough. I've been in that one. Those people are tough.
Yeah, those people are so nasty.
So after you've added the flour and you're done mixing.
You lick the beaters.
Yeah, that's the best part.
These are little beaters.
Yeah.
Not a big beater.
And then you mix in the chocolate chips. Now, I refrigerate my dough because a lot of times...
What does that do?
I'll make my dough the night before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If it's a little stiffer, I think it's a little easier, but I'll make mine the night before. And leave it in there. In fact, if I have to make a lot of cookies, I'll make the dough. I'll make several batches of dough. In fact, we're going to be making another batch. Put this in another bowl, and we'll mix up another batch while we start baking.
Out tonight?
Yeah, I got the butter out and ready. We're on a roll here.
Out.
We're a cookie-making machine.
I'll watch the beaters.
There's the sound of the whip cracking.
Yeah, crack that whip.
Break
so
your mama's
we always
back.
Cover... We always cover the cookie sheets with parchment paper.
We do.
Because it doesn't stick.
You're messing up my recording, Valley.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll put them in the other.
It's okay.
So we
it's
we
part
always,
of the scene.
He gets very excited there.
More like a cookie. We always cover the cookie sheets with parchment paper. Now, Mom used a cookie scooper.
Uh huh.
I don't know if you want to take a picture of it, but.
I used one of those.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on the action.
Yeah. Mom used a cookie scooper.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes just use a small
spoon. Yeah.
But if you take some and then you would put them out like this. And you just keep on going until you fill up the trays.
So what's going to, I mean...
And then they take about... 8 or 9 minutes, depending on the oven, and also depending on how you want them. I make mine crispy. My cookie fans, like...
You have cookie fans.
Okay. I have cookie fans at school. My friends and several people that I know like mine because they're thin and crispy.
Okay. And do you mash them down with a fork eventually?
Yeah, I will do that. Mom also dips a fork in...
Am I doing wrong here?
You have too much dough.
Sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was
too much dough.
I was too busy. All right, so... So your girls are going to carry on the tradition?
My girls are
you going to do the bag thing?
I actually do... I make a lot of cookies for the holidays. And I give to friends,
have you given them to strangers?
Yes, I have. Yes, I actually have. Not like mom.
Yeah.
Not like mom, but
Do you think you have to be like a short, white-haired old lady to get the real effect?
No, I don't think you have to.
Just making sure.
No, I don't think you can be
Because, you know, I'm trying to contrast, not contrast, just trying to remember how I remember her growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was busy, she was always on the move, she was working. And then she kind of merged into this sweet old lady mode.
Yeah. Well, she was, and I think as time got...
She liked her little old lady routine.
Yeah, I think...
I used to call it that.
She complained, but
when
she...
would go into a restaurant, and she'd, like, flirt with the young waiters and waitresses.
Yeah, she would play the old lady card when it suited her.
But the thing I got was that bit of just acknowledging people...
Yes.
Like, in restaurant settings. And talking to them, because it's so easy just to say. I mean, it gets pretty stiff when you're at a restaurant and the waitress is like, "How you doing today?" And everybody's like, "We're fine. How are you?" It's just,
she liked to cultivate a waitress.
Yeah,
to get good, better, you know, good service.
She had her regulars. Mm-hmm. She would come in and request.
Well, I've been trying to, like. I mean, I can't. I'm not gonna do the little lady thing, but just. When you interact with people, just try to say something that's a little out of the ordinary. Just ask another question.
Yeah. I know that one thing that I do that my children always used to call me on is, Mom always said, too, if you were in line in a grocery store, and just start talking to people for no reason. And I remember when my children were little and they'd be in the seat, they'd say, "Mommy, how come you tell us not to talk to strangers and you always talk to strangers?" So it was kind of like,
well, how do you answer that?
It was like, I don't know. It was a pretty sticky situation.
I always try and do things that I think she would do. Like if I'm, I'll let somebody go. She would always let somebody go in front of her if they had only a few things in the grocery store.
It's little acts of kindness that really make a difference. This is Alan's tray. The Cog Dog's cookies. Hey, now... The first batch is ready to go into the oven.
Okay.
We'll see how Mom's
oven. I gave the timer away.
Cooks. I never use a timer. I just look at the clock.
Oh.
Really?
What do you mean you have to use a timer?
They take about 8 or 9 minutes, and I just check them.
That's not very long.
No, it depends on the oven. It depends on how, do you like them crispy or do you like them mushy?
Right.
Some people like them chewy in the center. Some people like them.
We used to always say Dad liked them burnt. And I think that's funny because I don't think he liked them burnt. I think he would eat them.
He was just willing to eat them.
And Judy would
silently
always say, "I have to make Dad some burnt cookies."
Well, and he lied to me all those years when he said he wouldn't like burnt.
Because he was too nice.
Eat them.
Yeah.
But I don't think he really wanted them.
Do you remember remember those dry eggs he used to make?
Oh, man.
Very occasionally he would make scrambled eggs, and they were, like, so dry.
I remember eating eggs.
Yeah, I have a friend at school who actually likes burnt cookies, and I will actually burn a batch for her.
Burn cookies?
Yes, I will deliberately burn a batch for her. Her name is Alice also, which is interesting.
That's funny.
And she spells it the same way as Mom.
Very curious.
Yeah. And so I will... She really and truly likes burnt cookies.
I have to say, you took my favorite story when she met Candida on the plane. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a good story.
Well, how about the one when she was coming home, and I think it was from Arizona, and she was talking to this man on the plane like she usually did. And she was talking about where she lives, and turns out he lives in Fort Myers, and she was talking about wanting a new kitchen. Turns out he was a builder.
Yeah.
Not only was he a builder in construction, but he lived not that far from her. Very nice man by the name of Gary. And he actually ended up doing her new kitchen that we're standing in right now.
Oh, painting her whole house.
While she was away,
she just gave him the keys.
I think she was with you.
Yeah.
She was in Arizona.
Yeah.
And she just gave him the keys to her house. He had her carpets cleaned, I think, when she was gone. His wife helped paint. They actually came in before she left and made a diagram of where all the pictures went. And she came back in to almost literally a brand new house.
Yeah.
And was thrilled to pieces. And I'm looking around, and he did a really, really nice job.
Yeah, he did. And he was really sad when I caught him with the news.
And she kept in touch with him because he moved to...
You met him. And I was just so afraid because the typical story was she was going to get ripped off by somebody.
It's good to know that doesn't happen.
I know. It's very refreshing.
And it's sad you have to think like that, but we did worry about that. You know, how do you know? I said, Mom, how do you know this guy is legit? You know, are you sure you can trust him? And
yeah, but she was good. I mean, she got to recognize some of the scams. And, yeah, and there was that other guy she met on the plane, the memory guy.
Oh, my gosh.
So she did realize he was a little bit squirrely.
A little bit wacko.
Yeah, and didn't she meet somebody else? I'm trying to think. I thought she met somebody else on the plane, too, one time that turned out to be a little on the oddball side.
Well, it's not a cookie story, but that it was probably when she came out 2 years ago, I was able to get her the tickets for my frequent flyer miles. And I said, Mom, you know, I can get you out here so you don't have to pay for it, but you're going to have to change planes in Houston. And she says, oh, I don't want to do that. Can't you give me a direct flight? I was like, Mom, they don't really have direct flights from Fort Myers to Phoenix because it's kind of a long way. She's like, and then I said, well, I did get you first class tickets. She's like, oh, that's okay. And she loved the pamperage.
Sweeten the deal with first class.
Once you travel first class.
Oh, I know. I mean, they have you at the hot towels.
I'm still waiting for the first class.
Are you looking for the mitts?
Yeah.
It says store.
So I'm just going to stick this in the refrigerator. I like to stick my dough in the refrigerator in between.
All right, so we're going to see how these cookies come out.
Yes. Oh, did you save the drying racks, the cookie racks?
I didn't see them. Oh, you know what?
They're probably in the bottom.
I did not.
Oh! Yay! Cookie racks!
Look, there's more sheets, too. More.
Hey, look, there's another relic.
What's that?
What is that?
Is that pizza pan? No.
That's
no.
Not real old.
Mm-hmm. That's not our original one, these. So you have to have the these are the original Mom's cookie racks. We can't get rid of these. These are from Canfield Road. These two are newer. You can tell the difference because the old ones are heavier.
Right.
These are the original cookie racks.
So what were some specialties that you remember her cooking? What were her signature dishes?
Strawberry shortcake. Brisket. She had a friend.
Stuffed cabbage.
Ew.
Oh, I love this stuff.
Oh, that was nasty.
She had a friend, Gabe Bleakman, her best friend's husband.
Crab soup, yeah.
Who loved strawberry shortcake.
Chicken soup, vegetable soup. Mm-hmm. She used to make, like, hash out of leftover ham. That was good.
Oh, I don't like that. I still don't like it.
Brisket, definitely brisket. London broil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was it.
That was the real
griller. Hot dogs every Saturday. We already talked about that.
Hot dogs, spaghetti eaters.
Well, that's because we went to the, because every Saturday afternoon, because she was off of work, and we'd go to the deli. We'd go to Kaplan's Deli and the Pantry Pride grocery store. And we would get...
So do you need me to start this?
Fresh deli. I have to do the sugar. We're starting batch number two.
All right, batch number two. Well, I've got enough information recorded here.
Okay. Batch two.